So we're up to Lamed Hey Amid Beis. So we'll start a new week on Lamed Hey Amid Beis.
Yeah.
And
more time Lamed Chizki.
Yeah. So let's just give a little bit of a background here. We're talking about Rabbah. And if you recall, the Gemara back on Daf Lamed Daled Omer Aleph had quoted Rabbah, and he said that the Braisa, which was quoted on Lamed Gimel Omer Beis, of Ganav and Tavach B'Shabbos, where the Braisa says Yechayev Dal V'Hei, and what happened to Kimlei the Rami, and that's talking about a case of Tovech al Yedei Atzmo, and yet Rabbi Meir holds that in the case of Knas, which is called Chidusha Torah Chidusha B'Knas, you pay the Knas even though you Chayev Misa. So at the same moment that he incurred a Chayev Shabbos for Tvicha, he was Chayev Dal V'Hei for Tvicha Mechira, and in Chinami he pays Dal V'Hei. That's the Chiddush of Knas. That's against Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said the Braisa was talking about Tovach al Yedei Acher. But we're going now according to Rabbah, and it was Tovach al Yedei Atzmo. But the Braisa in Rabbi Meir holds that in Knas we say that he gets both Misa and he pays the Knas. Now, the Gemara wants to know, according to Rabbah, how do we explain our Mishnah, and specifically, how do we reconcile our Mishnah with the Mishnah in Makkos? The Mishnah Makkos on Daf Yud Gimel says that in Baal Achoso he gets Malkos. Our Mishnah says in Baal Achoso he pays Knas. So Omalei Rav Popol Abaye. So let's just see where we're up to here on Daf Lamed Hayam and Beis. I would say we count down maybe 11, 12 lines. The first word in the line is Yishalmena. And then towards the end of the line it says, Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye. And Rav Papa is talking to Abaye about Rabbah. Rabbah is like the previous generation, so to speak. L'Rabbah di Omar. Rabbah, who says that according to Rabbi Meir, Chidush Shechid Shetor V'Knas V'Afalpi Afalgav De Miktal Mishalim, even when you get Misa, you pay the Knas. And that's why in the case of Toveach on Shabbos, even Toveach al Yedei Atzmo, he pays Knas, is then Masmisin Keman Mukimle. According to which Tana is Rabbah going to interpret our Mishnah? Iki Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir is an impossibility. Because if Rav Meir says that in the case of Knas, you pay, even though you chayv Misa, that's Rabbi Shita and Rabbi Meir, is Kasha Bito. We're going to be stuck with the Mishnah of Bito. The Mishnah of Bito says, here on Lamed Vav Amid Beis, that you don't pay Knas in the case of Baal Bito because he's chayv Misa. So it's very interesting, because we could have really, there's a certain, I think I call it a gravitational pull, an attractive position to say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, because let's say, for example, if we go back for a moment just to remind ourselves on Lamed Gimel Amid Beis of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said that our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, who holds that you get both Misa and Mamon. Right? That's because that's Rabbi Meir in Masechta Makkos in the case of Edom Zomim. Right. And therefore Reish Lakish said that if you take the Mishnah in Makkos and put it together with our Mishnah here in Ksubis, it's like two halves of a whole. Because our Mishnah is telling you that Baal Achoso you pay Knas, and the Mishnah in Makkos is telling you that Baal Achoso you get Malkus, and the truth is both are true at the same time. because Rabbi Meir holds that loke umeshalim. Loke umeshalim in the case of Eidim Zomim, and we're going to apply that principle here to Baal Achoso. So that was the very attractive position of Reish Lakish interpreting our Mishnah according to Rabbi Meir. Now, that's an impossibility according to Rabbah. Why? Because Rabbah holds that according to Rabbi Meir, there's no p'tur of Kimli the Rabbi in Knas. So then we're going to be stuck with the Bryce, with the Mishnah of Baal Achosa, of Baal Bito. Right? Why does the Mishnah say in Baal Bito that he doesn't pay Knas? If you're going with Rabbah Shita in Rabbi Meir, that's an untenable position, because Knas Shechidsha Torah, the Knas is that there's no Kimlei B'Rabbani in Knas. So we don't know how to interpret the Mishnah of Baal Bito. But Reish Lakish, who says that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, he holds that according to Rabbi Meir, Ein Adam Beisu Mishalim, even in the case of Knas. Right, because Reish Lakish who held that the Braisa of Toveach Peshavas Chayv Dal Lehei, that was Toveach Al Yedei Acher, because if it would be Toveach Al Yedei Atzmo, and therefore it'd be Chayv Knas. I'm sorry, if it was Toveach Al Yedei Atzmo, and therefore he'd be Chayv Misa, then he would not pay Knas.
Right, no.
Right, because Kim Levi Rabbani knocks off Knas, but that's only in the case of Misa. In general, according to Reish Lakish, the concept of Knas is really irrelevant to our whole sugi of Kim Levi Rabbani. That's Rabbah's breakthrough, but in Reish Lakish's frame of reference, forget about Knas. Knas equals Mammon, Mammon equals Knas, and the rules apply straight across the board. So what are those rules? Well, it depends. If you're talking about Misa, then Misa knocks off the Chiyuv Mammon. If you're talking about Malkus, then he gets both Malkus and Mammon. So that according to Reish Lakish, all the pieces of the puzzle fit into place. We have the Reish of that Mishnah Ksuvos, which establishes that you pay Knas, because it's a case of Malkus, and we're holding now, like Rabbi Meir, that you get both Malkus and Mammon. The Mishnah in the Sefer is talking about a case of, and the Mishnah in Malkus is talking also about a case where you get both you get both Malkus and Mammon. I'm sorry, I'll get the words out of my mouth correctly if you bear with me. Oh, but what about the Mishnah here on Daf Lamed Vavam and Beis of Misa and Knas? That's going to be, even according to Rabbi Meir, a case of Kimlei B'Rami. So Rabbi Meir basically accepts the principle of Bason, which is Misa knocks off Mammon. However, he never accepted the principle of Kidei Rishoso in the case of Malkus and Mammon. So anyway, just to make life, the bottom line of this whole discussion is that Reish Lakish works out very beautifully, and our Mishnayis and the Mishnah in Malkus, it's all one, and we're talking about Rabbi Meir. And that would be a perfect package. Again, Rabbi Yochanan, if you remember, was very inhibited because he didn't want to say that we should Zetzarai now Mishnah according to Rabbi Meir. We don't pass like Rabbi Meir. Reish Lakish had no inhibitions about that. You know, laissez-faire, we're going to say that our Mishnayis are Rabbi Meir, all the Mishnayis fit into place. But now we introduce Rabbah, because Rabbah now makes a distinction between Mammon and Knas. And Rabbah holds that according to Rabbi Meir, the whole deal of Kimlei B'Rami only applies to Mammon and not to Knas. What are we going to do with the Mishnah of Bito? That's what the Gemara says. So basically, I think...
There's no Knas. There is no.
Why shouldn't there be Knas according to Rabbah's interpretation of Rabbi Meir? Because according to Rabbah and Rabbi Meir, the deal is that there's no there's no kimle b'drabin in the case of knas. So that's where we get stuck. So what we have to do now is we have to find another candidate, a different Tana, who could have been the author of our Mishnah. And what we're going to look for is other shitos in with regard to Kimleb the Rabbi, amongst the Tanoim, and see if we can finally point. Good morning. We can finally point our finger to one particular Tana who could work out with our Mishnah in Kimleb the Rabbi. And in a funny sort of sense, the Gemara is playing what I call the law of the excluded middle. Meaning, we're going to go through each Tana and show what the problems are according to each Tana. So let's just review that our first candidate is Rabbi Meir. That falls on our face because of the Mishnah Bito, because Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbah, holds that in the case of Knas, we do not apply Kimle to Rabbi Meir. And hence, while Bito, he should be paying Knas, our Mishnah could not be authored by Rabbi Meir.
According to Rabbi.
So now we're going to try another possibility. Ve'i ki Rabbi Nechumi ben Akana. Now keep in mind, Rabbi Nechumi ben Akana holds that in the case of Chayve Krisus, like for example, Hamadlik es Kedisha shel Chaver b'yom HaKippurim, you don't pay damages because Kimle the Rabbin implies even in Chayve Krisus. And that if you recall, according to Abaye, was because Rabbi Nechumi ben Akana had a broader definition of Ason, that Ason is not limited to Bidei Adam, it applies even Bidei Shemayim. Now, in the case of, let's say, Achiv Malkus and Tashlumin, so we have a principle of Loke U'Meshalim. Right? We're going to say that with regard to Chiyuv Malkus and Tashlumin is Loke U'Meshalim. Now, that really is an interesting assumption here that Rashi makes. It. Now, how does Rashi know that according to Nechunya ben Akana, in the case of Malkus and Mammon, you get both? Malkus and Mammon. How does he know such a thing? So the answer is that Rashi brings a proof to this, that Chiv Malkus does not patter you up from Tashlumin, because Rav Nechunya ben Akana said back on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that Yom HaKippurim has the same status as Shabbos, and therefore you potter from Tashlumin because of the Chiv Kares. Now you get the impression that what we're talking about is Kares as opposed to Malkus. In other words, Rabbi Nechumya had this Gzeira Shov of Ason Ason, which he extended to include to Kares. But in the case of, let's say, a violation of a lav and a chiv malchus, like Yom HaKippurim, let's say they gave him Asura for malchus, he would be chayiv, he'd be chayiv malchus in such a case. Then he would pay damages. Meaning the reason why Madlikas Kedisha Shachavero, according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, doesn't pay damages is because he's chayiv kares. But the chiv malchus alone would not be sufficient to patter him up from a chiv mammon. So wait, let me just go on one more point here. So we're talking about Rav Nechunya ben Akana. So now let's take the case of Nisa and Tashlumin. So that certainly is derived from Ason, then that's Kimleb the Rami. So now we understand very well why it is that with regard to Malkus and Mammon, our Mishnah says that he pays Knas even if he gets Malkus. The Mishnah later on, in the case of Baal Bito, you don't pay Knas because that's a case of a Chiyuv Misa, and that is included under Ason. So according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, the word Ason, which is the source for Kimle b'Rabbi Meir, through the Gzeirah Shavah includes both Misa, meaning Misa's Bezdin, and Karetz. That's the Shita, the unique Shita and Chiddush of Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. And if that be the case, then so far we're really doing very well. Why? Because if you're talking about, let's say, Baal Mamzeres, so Baal Mamzeres pays Knas because Rav Nechunya ben Hakana holds that a Chiyuv Malkus doesn't knock off a Chiyuv Momon, so you get both Malkus and Momon. Correct, and that's because on Yom Kippur he only said the only power to exempt you from damages was Chiyuv Karis, but not Malkus. And then if you talk about the Mishnah, let's jump forward, fast forward to the Mishnah of Bito. That fits into place because Hason includes a Chiyuv Misa. And in the case of Baal Bito, he's Chiyuv Misa, so therefore hence he doesn't pay Tashlumin. But in between, sandwiched in between Baal Mamzeres and Baal Bito, Baal Mamzeres where he does pay Knas, and Baal Bito where he doesn't pay Knas, we have the case of Baal Achoso, meaning Chiyuv Krisus. Kasha Achoso. That's not going to work out according to Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, because he would maintain that the Chiyuv Karis, like a Chiyuv Misa, patters you up from Tashlumin. And again, keep in mind, Rav Osai, that at this point we're not going according to Rabbi Meir. If we're going according to Rabbi Meir, then you can make a distinction between Knas and Mama, because in Knas we say Chidishu Shechid Shetar B'Knas, and therefore you would pay Mamon. So let's say Baal Achoso, according to Rabbi Meir, is a sitch. Why is it that you pay Knas, even though it's a quasi Chiyuv Misa, we'll call it a Chiyuv Kares, which is like a Chiyuv Misa, but the answer is because it's Knas. So that would have been an option for Baal Achoso. But the problem is that we're going now according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, who rejects Rabbi Meir. And we're assuming that according to Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, the din of Kimlei B'Rabbeinu in the case of Chiyuv Krisus and Kolshken in the case of Chiyuv Misa would apply even to Knas, right? And that's why Baal Bito, why is Baal Bito paying Knas? I'm sorry, why is Baal Bito potter from Knas? Because Kimlei B'Rabbeinu applies even to Knas. Do you follow me? So we're not going with Rabbi Meir the way Rav interpreted Rabbi Meir. So the Chunya ben Hakana works out nicely. Again, I'm going to just cast into the calculation. Both in the case of Baal Mamzeres, which is Chayvei Lavim, in that case he'll get a double punishment of both Malkus and...
No, currently.
No, I'm talking about a Mamzeres, I meant to say. I forgot what I said, but what I meant to say was Mamzeres. So in the ratio of Mamzeres, he gets both Malkus and Mamon, so that works out beautifully. Then we fast forward to Baal Bito, and in that case he's parted from Knas because Kimlei B'Rabbeinu applies in the case of Ason, and there's a Chiyuv Misa. But what we're stuck with is the case of Baal Achoso. Why does the Mishnah say you pay Knas and Baal Achoso? That's a Chiyuv Karis. It's not just a case of Chiyuv of Malkus, you know, of a lav like Mamzeres. Here we're upgrading it to a Chiyuv of Chiyuv Karis. So there's no way of working out our Mishnah according to Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. So again, our Mishnah could not work out according to Rabbi Meir based on Rava because of the case of Baal Bito. Baal Bito is a case of a Chiyuv Knas, which according to Rava's interpretation, Rabbi Meir does not lend itself to Kimlei with the Rava, hence he would have to pay the Knas. Our Mishnah could not work out according to Rav Nechunya ben Hakana because in the case of Baal Achoso, that's the case of Chiyuv Krisus. Now the Gemara is going to offer a third possibility. Ve'i ke Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak is recorded in Masechta Makis on Daf Yudalid, and he holds that there's no Chiyuv Malkus in the case of Chiyuv Krisus. In other words, when the Torah says you get punished with kares, the Torah is replacing Malkus with kares, and hence there's Malkus. And he argues with the Mishnah in Makis that, if you remember, that's the famous Mishnah called Elu Heinalokin, has a long list of the lavim for which you get Malkus, and on that list are the Chiyuv Krisus, like Achoso. And Rabbi Yitzchak is a Tana who argues against that Mishnah. And he holds that in the case of a Chiyuv Karis like Baal Achoso, there is no Malkus. Now, let's assume Let's see what could work out according to Rabbi Yitzchok with our Mishnah. Let's say if in the case of Chayv Krisus there's no Chiv Malkus, Habal Achoso is now Chayv Knas. Why? Because he doesn't accept Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona. So we've solved the problem of Baal Achoso. Baal Achoso was insolvable according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona, but now it works out well according to Rabbi Yitzchok. And then you could now fast forward to the case of Baal Bito, and that's fine because Baal Bito is a Chiv Misa, and it's Kim Lev the Rabbi. Oh, so the Gemara says Kashim Mamzeres, because in the case of Mamzeres, there's only a Chiv Lav, which could maximum could be Mechayev Malkus, and if it's Mechayev Malkus, is that should pater him up from Knas, because keep in mind that according to all the Tanoim, okay, all the Tanoim with the exception of Rabbi Meir, when you chayev Malkus, then you don't pay Knas. And yet our Mishnah says that in Baal Mamzeres, despite the fact that you are chayev Malkus, nevertheless you pay Knas. So the Rashba wants to understand, well, maybe Rabbi Meir holds that Loka Mishalim, maybe Rabbi Yitzchok holds like Rabbi Meir that Loka Mishalim. So this would be very interesting. We could actually work out the Mishnayos, all three Mishnayos, according to Rabbi Yitzchok, if we would connect Rabbi Yitzchok with Rabbi Meir about Loka Mishalim. Let's go through them all. In the case of Baal Mamzeres, then we're going to say that Loka Mishalim like Rabbi Meir. In the case of Baal Achoso, so we're going to say according to Rabbi Yitzchok, you're not Chayv Malkus because it's Chiv Karis. Chiv Karis, according to Rabbi Yitzchok, always replaces Malkus. And we're not holding like Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona. So in the case of a Chiv Karis, there's no Kim Lev Ramine. In the case of Bito, that's a Chiv Misa. And a Chiv Misa knocks off a Chiv Malkus. So that would be very good. Says the Rashba that the Gemara refuses to interpret that Rabbi Yitzchok holds like Rabbi Meir, because we don't want to interpret our Mishnah predicated on Rabbi Meir, because we reject because Rabbi Meir chacham alocha kachacham. We don't want to interpret that Mishnah according to Rabbi Meir. And you may recall that's the very reason why Rabbi Yochanan rejected Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is the one who wanted to introduce Rabbi Meir into our Mishnah, but Rabbi Yochanan refused to do so because you don't want to zetzarain a Mishnah like a Das Yochid, like Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, Ha nicha isavarle ki Rabbi Yochanan. Nami mitaritz lo ki Rabbi Yochanan. Ah, here's another possibility. You know what the case of Mamzeres is? There was no Asra. That was Rabbi Yochanan. And if there was no Asra, this goes back to the Daf Lamed Beis of Beis. We're getting a very good overview of all that we've been doing for the last couple of weeks here. If you go like Rabbi Yochanan, back on Lamed Beis, then our Mishnah is talking about a case where there was no Asra. And if there was no Asra, then there's no Malkus. So in the case of Mamzeres, there's nothing to exempt him from Knas because there was no Asra. In the case of Bito, then we're going to assume what's called Chayvei Misa Shogegin. Do you remember that? That even in the absence of Asra, you would still apply the principle of Kibbeh the Rabbine. In the case of Baal Achoso, so then according to Rabbi Yitzchok, just one second. That's going to be a problem because according to Rabbi Yitzchok, in the case of Achoso, in the case of Achoso, you have a chiyuv kares, and the chiyuv kares would not be enough to knock off the chiyuv knas. So we have no problem with Baal Achoso. We had a problem with Baal Mamzeres, but now we're going to solve the problem with Baal Mamzeres because there was no asra. And the mission in Malkus that says in Baal Achoso you get Malkus, that's a case where there was Asra. Now, what about the mission here on Daf Lamed Vav and Beis Baal Bito? There, even if there was no Asra, we still apply the principle of Kim Lev the Ramine because that's Chayvei Misa Shogegin. Right. Chai b'misen shogeg. That's what we call Tana de Bechizkiah, if you remember. Okay. Ella isava k'reish lakish. Reish lakish. Now let's assume, for argument's sake, and this is purely theoretical, that Rabbah holds like reish lakish. And this reish lakish here on Daf Lam and Dalet Amud Beis that we just learned the other day. He holds a chai b'misen shogeg p'turim. P'turim. Notice that we apply Kim Lev the Rav Mine, even in the case of Shogeg, even in the case of Malchus. If you remember, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't accept that. Rabbi Yochanan held that Chayv Malchus Shogegin is outside of the pale of Kim Lev the Rav Mine, because Kedei Rishaso addressed itself to Bezin Befal. You remember that was the word Befal. But according to Reish Lakish, it's a theoretical. It's like if you had a brother, would he eat spaghetti? So that was Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish holds that if you would have had Asra, you would have gotten Malchus. Hence, you don't pay Mum. So if that be the case, Heichin Mitari Asra. How are we going to learn our Mishnah? Why? Because our Mishnah says that in the case of Chayve Malchios, you don't pay Knas. Well, that doesn't make any sense according to Reish Lakish, because what are you going to tell me? There was no Asra. So what if there was no Asra? According to Reish Lakish, even in the absence of Asra, you still apply the principle of Kim Lev the Rav Mine. So that in the case of Ba'al Mamzeres, we're still stuck. Why does the Mishnah establish that you're going to pay knas? How could you pay knas? You're chayve, even if I grant you that there was no hasra, so what we'll call you chayve malchus shogegin, but according to Reish Lakish, chayve malchus shogegin is p'turim. Now, here I have a note. He says here that Rabbah eino yochol lehamid es mishnah seinuk Rav Yochanan. In other words, the Ukimta of Rabbi Yochanan, that our Mishnah was without Hasra, doesn't stim with Rabbah. Why? Shari Rotzim Anu Lomar Ka'es Shehu Sover Shagam Kishalo Hisru Bo. In other words, we're going now with Reish Lakish, correct, at this particular point, which means a Chayvi Malki Shogigin is part of an Atashlumin. So we cannot accept Rabbi Yochanan's Ukimta Vlo Hisru Bo, because that's not going to help us at all, because even in the case of Shogeg, he's still part of Tashlumin. V'chein, here's the Shtikl Torah for you. V'chein eino yochel lahavid ke'ula. Okay, now we're going all the way back to the beginning of the Perek, almost back to Daf Lamed Beis. Ula was the one who said that when there's a Chi of Malchus and Mammon, you pay Mammon and you don't get Malchus. If Rabbah accepts Reish Lakish now, that's the possibility we're analyzing, and the Chiyuv Malchus applies even in the case of Shogegin. I'm sorry, let me take that again. That the Kiblev the Rabbi Minei applies in Malchus even in the case of Shogegin. That means Chayvi Malchus Shogegin Pturim in Atashlumin. Is Kolshke now, which more so Shucholik al Ula, Sha'omar, Shemamon poter Malchus. In other words, if we're saying that Malchus is so powerful that it patters up to a Tashlume Mammon, even in the case of a Shogeg where he's not even getting the Malchus, how much more so Mammon has no power to patter up Malchus. Malchus is so powerful vis-a-vis Mammon. You know, you have a battle, you have like a boxing match, you know, two boxes, right? And who's in the ring? You have Malchus and you have Mammon. So who's going to beat up whom? We're going now according to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds that Malchus beats up and neutralizes Mammon, even in the case of a Shogeg, where he's not going to get the Malchus. How much more so that he would not hold that in Mammon and Malchus that you pay Mammon and not... And Mammon is superior to Malchus. That's Ula. So it can't work out with Ula. Now at the end of this footnote, he quotes the Ritva. Eino yochol lomar ki Reish Lakish lahavid es mishnah seinuk Rabbi Meir. We cannot combine Reish Lakish with Rabbi Meir. That's going to be Bito. Let's see if I'm right. Sharei Rabba nokat shel Rabbi Meir af chiyuv misa eino potem knas. V'kei kasha madu abol Bito potem knas. So there's no way, says the Ritva, that we can integrate Rabba with Rabbi Meir, because we're always going to be stuck with the old problem of the next Mishnah, Daf Lamed Vav, namely Baal Pita, why doesn't he pay Knas? According to Rabba and Rabbi Meir, whenever there's Knas, we suspend the principle of Kim Levit Rami. So the final line in this Gemara at this particular point, Hechim Tarek, so he's going to be Al Karchach, we have no choice, but Rabbi Yochanan Svira Leh. Rava must be holding like Rabbi Yochanan, which means that if there's a Chiv Malchus and a Chiv Mamon, then he gets Malchus and he doesn't pay. And we can also hold that in the case of Chayv Misa Malchus Shogigim, you're not Potter from Mamon. In other words, we don't apply Kim Levit Rami and Malchus, we only apply that in Misa. So everything is going to go very well now. Rabbi is going to accept Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah is referring to a case where there was no Hasra. If there was no Hasra, it's a case of Shogeg. If it's a case of Shogeg, then we don't apply the principle, at least as far as Malchus is concerned, of Kim Levit Rami. So hence, in Baal Mamzeres, he pays Knas because there was no Malchus. Why was there no Malchus? Because there was no Hasra. In the case of Baal Achoso, we're not going to accept the principle of Rav Nechunya ben Akana that the Chayv Krisus knocks off the Chiyuv Mamon. Ella, what are you going to tell me? Malchus should knock off Mamon. The answer is there was no Asra. Oh, if there was no Asra, then what are we going to do with Baal Bito? And the answer is a Chayv Misos Shogigin Pturi ben Atashlumin like Tanad Bechizkia. So that now we're accepting Tanit Vechizkiah, we're learning the Mishnayos like Rabbi Yochanan, and we now have an engineering triumph that we can engineer all the different Mishnayos. So we have, basically what we have here in Eilu Naris, we have three Mishnayos. I'll explain what I mean by three Mishnayos, and then we have the Mishnah in Makkos. The three Mishnayos here in Eilu Naris, on number one, Ba al Hamamzeres. Number two, Ba al Achos. Number three, Ba al Bito. In the first two cases, he pays Knas because there was no Asra. And if there was no Asra, there was no Malchus. And we're going according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Chayvei Malchus Shogigin Pturim in Atashlumin. In the third case of Bito, we're talking about a case where whether it's Knas or not is irrelevant because in Chayvei Mises Shogigin Pturim in Atashlumin. The only difference, the machlok stream of Yochanan Reish Lakish is about Chayvei Malchus Shogigin, Chayvei Mises Shogigin. We have Tanit Vechizkia, and as we said the other day, everybody agrees, no Tan ever questioned Tanit Vechizkia. What are we going to do with the Mishnah in Makkos that says Baal Achoso? He gets Malchus. So Rabbi Yochanan says that's a case where he had Asra. If he has Asra, he gets Malchus, and once he gets Malchus, he doesn't pay Tashlum. So again, until now we've been dealing with Rabba and trying to Zetzerai figure out the Mishnah engineer according to Rabba. Now the Gemara says, what are we going to do according to Reish Lakish? So the Reish Lakish, the Omer Beferish, Ribsa Torah, Chayvi Malkis, Kechayvi Misos. In other words, according to Reish Lakish, who holds. And again, the Gemara spent a long time trying to figure out where this Ribui is, but we're not going to go through that now. But that Ribui teaches us that just like in Chayvei Mises Shogigin Pturim, i.e. Tanit Vechizkiah, so too in Chayvei Malchus Shogigin Pturim, is Man Tana de Polig Alei de Rav Nechunya Ben Akana. Now, let's try to figure it out. Who is the Tana who rejects Rav Nechunya ben Akana, and he holds that in the case of Chayvei Krisus, you pay Mamon. Let's say, for example, in our Mishnah by Achoso, it says that you are Chayev Knas. Baal Achoso pays Knas. So that would be the Tana who argues with Rav Nechunya ben Akana, because according to Rav Nechunya, then since there's a Chiv Karis in the case of Achoso, hence he would not pay Knas. But we all like the Rabbanon, we reject Rav Nechunya ben Akana, who expanded Ason. And now the Gemara is bothered by the following: Bechol Isure Kares, every time that Yechayv Kares, we're going to mention one or two exceptions, but there's also an Isur Lav. right? Because you violate a lav, and then you chayv karis. The two exceptions to that rule where you get karis for violation of an essay, that's Pesach and Milu. But leave out Pesach and Milu. Let's not confuse ourselves. In all cases of chayv krisis, with the exception of Pesach and Milu, you're chayv for violating a lav. So far, so good. Okay, now, Rav Nechunya ben Akana had the expanded definition of Asson to include Chayve Krisis, and therefore Chayve Krisis pati you from Mammon the same way that Chayve Misa patis you from Mammon. Okay, now, those who reject Rav Nechunya ben Akana, we saw it in our mission of Achoso, because that's how we knew that our mission could not be authored by Rav Nechunya ben Akana, because it says Baal Achoso is Potter, that Baal Achoso is Chayav, and according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Baal Achoso would be Potter. So that Tana, who's obviously the Tana of our mission, rejecting Rav Nechunya, holds that we're not going to expand our son to include Echiv Kares. Oh, so now we're gonna introduce a chiyuv malchus, right? Because again, every chiyuv karis has in it a chiyuv malchus. So let's say, for example, balachoso will have a chiyuv malchus. Again, I'm going to prove to you in just a second that there was a hasra, right? As opposed to Rabbi Yochanan, who's no hasra. We're going now according to Reish Lakish. So if we're going now according to Reish Lakish, then there's no. Then there's no tour of Malchus here, right? Because we're talking about a case where there's Asra. And not only that, even if I would grant you that there was no Asra, but according to Reish Lakish, Chayvei Malchus Shogigin, Pturim Minat Tashlumin. So how could it be that in the cases of Ba'al Amamzeres and Ba'al Achoso, that the Mishnah establishes that you pay Knas? We're really in trouble now, because every chiyuv karis has a chiyuv malchus, and the chiyuv malchus itself should be enough to knock off the chiyuv knas. Again, unless you introduce Rabbi Yochanan, and you're talking about a case where there was no hasra. So again, so Bishleim, if we go according to Rabbi Yochanan, we could say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where there's no Asra, hence there's no Malchus, and therefore you pay Tashlumin, you pay the Knas. But if you're like Reish Lakish, who holds that even in the case of Shogigin, so just by omitting a Hasra, you're not going to gain anything, because dropping Asra will only give you Shogig, but even in the case of Shogig, and even in Chiv Malchus, you are Potumin and Tashlumin, how are you going to understand that Mishnah? Both in the case of Baal Mamzeres and in the case of Baal Achosa. So the Gemara answers, there are two possibilities. E Rabbi Meir, E Rabbi Yitzchak. So our Mishnah that says in the case of Achoso that you pay Knas, that could be like Rabbi Meir, who holds that the Chi of Malchus does not pater you up from Tashlumin. Right, because if you remember Rabbi Meir, that's the mission of Adam Zovim, holds that Loka Mishalim. So if you can hold like Loka Mishalim, then what we're going to say is that even though theoretically we would apply Kibleim the Rabbi in the case of Malchus and Mammon, and dropping the Asura wouldn't help you according to Reish Lakish, but nevertheless, Rabbi Meir in Malchus and Mammon never accepted the principle of Kidei Rishaso, of Mishum Rishachas. He holds that we double up, and we punish you with both Misa, with both Malchus and Mammon. So that's how we could work out the Chiv Malchus according in our Mishnah, why you pay Knas, that's according to Rabbi Meir. Alternatively, we can go according to Rabbi Yitzchak. And therefore, Achoso is a cinch, because according to Rabbi Yitzchak, in a case of Achoso, which is a Chiv Kares, there's no Malchus. If there's no Malchus, and we reject Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona, therefore, you pay Knas. But wait, how does that work out in Ba'al Amamzeres? Just give me one second. If you what do we say about Ba'al Amamzeres? Just one second. Yes, yeah, so in the case of Mamzeres, if we go like Reish Lakish, so we're talking about Achiv Malchus, and whether or not there was Asra is irrelevant. And therefore you get Malchus. Now Malchus knocks off Achiv Mammon, if you hold like whom? If you hold like Just one second. What did I say? Something from the Mormon. Yeah, if you all like the other Tanoim who reject Rabbi Meir, and therefore, in the case of Mamzeres, so the only possibility is to say there was no Asro. So I'm assuming now, when the Gemara says Ikrav Yitzchak, then you're talking about, in the case of Mamzeres, you're going to have to be talking about a case where there was no Asro. Let me just see if anybody points that out here. Okay, I don't find it right now in the footnote, but that L'chore, that has to be the mathematical calculation. Okay then, we're about to start a new sugya. Let's go back to our Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek on Daf Chavtes. Bal Chai Mikrisus, he's Chai of Knas. And Krisus does not patter you up from Tashlumin, because we're not going like Rav Nechunyim and Akana. And only in the case of Baal Bito, which is a Chovas Mishas Bezdin, then we're going to apply the principle of Kimlev Nirambi. So again, the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek is going to talk about a case of a Chiyuv Koris. Right? And therefore, there's no Kimlev Nirambi in the case of a Chiyuv Koris. Correct? And what about a Chiyuv Malkus? So then we have two options. Either there was no Asra, or we're going to hold, like Rabbi Meir, that Lokim Mishalim. So our Mishnah tells you that there's a Chiyuv Knas, even in the case of Kares. And here's the question. Let's remind ourselves for a moment of Rav Shimbe Manasi and Shimon HaTimni, right? They hold that if there's no Velosi Elisha, then there's no Knas, whether it's Isha Ruli Kaima or Isha the Les Be Havai. But whichever way you go, according to these Tanoim, there's one package deal: Velosi Elisha and then Knas. If there's no Velosi Elisha, then there's no Knas. Our Mishnah, on the other hand, holds that Velosi Elisha is a mitzvah when it applies, a chiyuv, but it doesn't touch on knas. In other words, even in the case where there's no velosi l'isha mishnahold, there would still be a knas. He says, "Lumat zog yesh tanoim shememaatim noshim elu michovas knas makusha ein yochel iskayim etzol velosi l'isha." That's Shimonasi and Rav Shimon and Shimonatim. Now the Gemara is going to quote a brisa that deals with the case of chiyuv knas in psulos, noshim psulos, that are excluded either from an isa Torah or even perhaps from an isa derabbanan, which is called shnios larayos. Torah rabbanan, arayos ushnios larayos ein lehem lo knas vilo pitui. So our Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek says that even in the case of an erva, you still pay knas. But here's the brisa that says that in the case of erva, you don't pay knas. So we have to figure out exactly why this brisa holds that you don't pay knas. I mean, if this price is authored by Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, then that works out well. Okay. So we'll see if this price works out according to Rav Nechunya ben Hakana.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Does this mean that the money he pays in the case of Mufateh is not halachically a knas?
The money that he pays in what?
In the case of Mufateh. It says knas ufitui. Lo knas, lo pitui.
Right.
Knas, I assume here, means for onus.
Yeah, the word knas here means for onus, and pitui is the knas that you pay in the case of mafata.
But that's also a knas halacha.
Correct, okay. Absolutely.
Thank you.
But the chiddush of this brisa is that even in the case of shnios larayos, mm-hmm. you don't pay knas,
mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a big problem, because shnios larayos are only drabbana. So, let's say if this Mishnah, if Ex-Hari, if this price that we're holding would maintain that that if there's no Velosi Le'isha, then there's no Knas, like either Shimon HaTimni or Rav Shimon Menasya, then what about the case of Shnios La'Rais? Because Shnios La'Rais is, you know, you can't say it's not Velosi Le'isha. On a Torah level, there's no Isur Shnios La'Rais at all. By the way, does anybody possibly have a tissue here? Because I made a drop of I want to just clean this up.
Here.
All right, one. That's good. Let me just take a second here.
You want another one?
I think I'm okay. Oh, you know what? I'll take one more.
Sure. Here.
Just to make sure that no one... You know, we have to keep this, you know, the floor as clean as we possibly can.
Okay. This should be good.
Now we get to the case of Mima Menes. What's Mima Menes? Mima Menes is a case of a girl, a young girl, whose father died. And there's no one to marry her off according to the Torah law because she's a ketana. And the only individual who's vested with the authority to marry off a ketana is the father. That's on the Doraisa. The Rabbanan made a special takana, and they allowed one of the other family members who's older, like, for example, her mother or her brother, if she has an older brother, to marry her off. That's called Kiddushe Miyun, which means that on a Doraisa level, this marriage is not valid, but the Rabbanan created such a marriage, and as Ishus the Rabbanan, the Nafkamina is that she doesn't need a get to terminate that marriage. All she needs is miyun. Miyun means as soon as she says, I don't want to marry this fellow, I'm out of here, so then she's out of it. She's free.
In other words, she's mikudeshet, and the miyun can
nullify.
But once she starts living with him, apparently she would need a get.
After she becomes a gedola, we're talking about she's still a katan. Once she becomes a gedola, if they live together once, That clinches an Ishus Dorais, and then she needs a get. But up until the point that they live together, she's still a ketana, all she needs is miyun.
What about Nara?
Wait, just give me one second. I just want to know what this has to do with Knas. So let me just read the Braisa. Hamema enes, ein lo, lo Knas, lo pitui. So again, the case is a man has an onus or a pitui relation with a ketana, who's married off by, let's say, her mother or brother, and there's no knas. Why? The answer is that the Torah says that knas is only paid for a besula, correct? And in this case, she's certainly not a besula. She's consummated her marriage, derabonon, with her husband, and therefore her chazok is that she's not a besula. And the Torah says the knas is conditioned on the fact that she would be what? Of a suit. Yeah, Chaim, what do you want to say?
What about Nara? Can she still be Mima'enet?
Mima'enet in the case of a Nara? No, I think a Nara has the din of a Gedol. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. Now, Islandis, Ein lo lo knas velo pitui. So man was mafat and Islandis is a woman who never had simone Narus. And there's no knas, because the din of knas is only a nara. And this woman, no matter how old she is, she's not a nara. Okay, we'll talk about this more about Richus, but let's just finish the braisa. The braisa says, Vayotzeis mishum shemra, elo lo knas velo pitu. So if a woman was married in a situation of a motzi shemra situation, which means that he claims that he didn't find her to be a besula, so then he has to divorce his wife, and there's no knas if somebody has this relationship with her because she's not a besula, she's already been married before. So I'm going to say that we have to stop here. If I can have a pencil here. Oh, thank you, I'll give it right back. And we're going to try to deal a little bit tomorrow with the case of Shnios La'Rayos. and figure out why there's no knas in Shnius LaRayas. Okay then? So whichever